Horatio Hyatt.
Okay, sir, the Honorable Mr. Lou Carruthers will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Horatio Hyatt Julio, 08891.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your order of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 16th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, that is correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense in order to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin by introducing from the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the side of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Oliveri, Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Oliveri, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Keep in mind there's a separate motion that we make to pass the hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, or pardon me, the allegations, there's two, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated these conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the Federal Reserve Company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your failure to provide a urine specimen for testing on December 3rd, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated December 14th, 2018. Mr. Vaya, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing the place of residence at Traditions Halfway House, located at 2429 West Vista Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about December 7th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Wyatt, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Wyatt, I'm going to make that motion to pass the hearing from phase one to phase two. Based on Mr. Wyatt's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that we may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
I'll say seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Ovalle, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir? Thank you, Mr. White. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Abiyate was released from the Department of Corrections on August 13th of 2018. He was arrested on December 29th of 2018 by Basin PD on our ABC absconder warrant and new felony charges of possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Offender Oviatt Donahue was returned back to DOC custody on January 2nd of 2019. He has 22 days of stand. His projected supervision end date will be on April 2nd of 2019. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1990, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 2001, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2007, misconduct involving weapons, 4 years, 6 months. And in 2011, aggravated DUI, 4 years, 6 months. The offender has 6 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 3-3, mental health score of a 1, and substance abuse score of a 3. STG gang information, O'Reilly stated that he is a Sorrento and a member of the criminal street gang, 18th Street in California. Prior terms of supervision, 1992, TR, he reverted to provisional, completion, 6 months. In 2011, TIS, arrested on new felony charges, revoked. And in 2015, TIS, completion, 10 months. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs noted. Other arrest, 1991, failure to appear first degree, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 1993, possessed cell marijuana, Arizona, probation revoked. 1995, possessed cell marijuana, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2001, possessed cell marijuana, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2001, dangerous drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. And in 2005, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk level is a G6V7, and status of charges, an email was received from Unit Supervisor Red Hammond with the Black Canyon Regional Court Office. Although I just spoke with the Gila County Clerk of the Court, and he said that charges have not been sent to the County Attorney's Office, but have not been dropped either. She explained that they have 7 years to file, and sometimes things take a long time to process. Also located on our detainer stream, there is a felony hold placed on the offender by the Gila County Sheriff's Office for the marijuana possession and dangerous drugs, or drug revenue.
Thank you, Mr. O'Reilly. Back to you, Mr. O'Reilly. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence at Traditions Halfway House in Phoenix, Arizona. This was your last known residence. So where were you living for the 28 days that you were missing from community supervision, sir?
I was staying at a hotel.
A hotel?
Yeah.
Was that the only location, sir?
Yes.
And where was the hotel?
They varied. I went to different ones.
We have some employment notes with Frank's Customs Paint, Custom Paint and Handy Services in Phoenix. And a note that the owner stated that you had not worked for them for about a month and you were missing for about a month. So did you do something else?
Yeah, I was working on the same thing. It's just on my own account. They sell remodeling homes. I do construction and remodel homes.
Okay, sir. We certainly commend you for being productive and having work. We have programming notes. August 13, 2018, you reported for initial intake. You were placed on the task PIN code system. You had a positive UA on November 6, 2018. It just says amphetamine. And then some missed UAs on November 7th. And December 3rd, 2018. You were sanctioned to a 3-day MRC program due to drug use. You completed your sanction on November 11th. So was MRC, did you find MRC useful, sir?
Yes,
there
was a little bit, yes.
And do you have ongoing problems with amphetamine or methamphetamines?
No, I was trying to get my card for my marijuana card. I was in the process of getting my marijuana card.
So are you a sometime user of methamphetamine, or what's your drug history?
No, I'm not really, no. I don't know, I like marijuana. Well, calms me down and keeps me to sleep.
Okay, sir. So you were missing for 28 days. Why did you break off contact with your parole officer, sir?
Because I was scared, because I stopped working where I was working at, and I started working at my home.
And what were you scared of, sir?
A violation.
Okay, getting violated.
Yeah.
And I guess that you were picked up on your Scarner warrant with another arrest, but what caused the police to make contact with you when you were arrested, sir?
The back lights of the trailer were disconnected, so we got pulled over for the headlights. The trailer,
Okay, sir. I recognize that you may have a pending charge in Hill County, but it looks like you only have about 47 days left on your prison sentence. So regardless of how this board votes today, what are your plans when you return to the community?
Start working again on remodeling homes.
And is that work waiting for you, sir?
Yes.
With the same business, or on your own, or what's your plan?
Well, just probably get hired somewhere else, because if I'm on my own, I won't have no record for it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. White. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from my fellow board members, sir. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. And is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board deliberates and votes on this case?
No.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for being so pleasant with the board. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, as I just stated, I do appreciate how direct and present Mr. Valle was during questions. And I do appreciate that he seems to have some job skills and was working when he was in the community, which certainly shows promise. I think my concerns are is that he has a lot of experience with community supervision. I think he knows what's expected of him, and for whatever reason, he panicked and absconded for a full 4 weeks in which we could not account for his behavior in the community. This is not to say that he wasn't doing good, but we don't know one way or the other. And when I look at the whole, I am not seeing him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, although he has little time left inside the Department of Corrections, but that's where I'll be doing the discussion.
Great.
Right? Then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018, W3710, our discussion with Mr. O'Brien, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal race or company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. O'Reilly, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released in about 47 days. So we encourage you to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for your return to the community. We hope, especially because you seem to have job skills, that you will return to a productive life, hopefully stay away from drugs, and be successful and productive in society. I know you've learned a lot over these years, and I'm hoping this is the last time anyone ever sees you in orange. So we do wish you the best. Please stay safe.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Stay safe. This hearing is concluded, and no further discussion will take place. And thank you for appearing before the board, Mr. Wright.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Please leave the phone, ma'am, and let the CO3 come out on the phone, sir.